The doorbell rang as we sipped our tea in the drawing room. I answered it to see an ashen Lady Farley Stroud on the doorstep.
"Oh, Armstrong," she said. "Thank goodness you're here. Is Lady Hardcastle at home?"
Lady Farley Stroud fainted. "I was just about to offer sweet tea, my lady," I said, "for the shock."
"Sweet tea be beggared," said Lady Hardcastle firmly. "This lady needs brandy."
I returned with a tray of tea, cognac, and biscuits to find Lady Farley Stroud returned to consciousness, but looking little better.
"So sorry, my dear," she said. "Oh, Emily, it was terrible. Poor old chap was looking very ill, but he said it was just a spring cold. He looked jaundiced to me, though. I've seen that before. So I took pity on the old chap and was just about to offer him a drink when he keeled over, face down in his pie."
"Gracious," said Lady Hardcastle and I together.
"They tried to revive him, but he was dead as a door knocker."
"Gracious,"
we said again.
"We called the doctor, and he said it looked like he'd been poisoned,"
said Lady Farley Stroud, before she fainted again, tipping the remains of the brandy over her dress.